All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? How we doing today? Thank God it's Tuesday, because I'm done with Monday nights. And we are all here present and accounted for.
Go!
Yeah, go right to the draft. Please avoid the playoffs. And go right to a top 10 pick, hopefully, because they are awful.
I wonder, has there ever been a time where it, instead of doing the chant, it becomes, go, Pack, go? Like it becomes a question instead of a chant?
Go home, Pack, could be one.
Yeah.
My wife looked at me about five different times going, you're actually, the Packers are playing. You're helping me with things. And I go, it just doesn't matter.
I feel bad for Packer fan and Texans fan.
Yeah. And now, you know, like I talked about yesterday, since I'm both, I am like,
the jinx.
Ready for basketball.
I know. I can only imagine.
Man, it's painful. Brett Hundley. Thanks for playing.
Dreamy eyes. Bad quarterback.
Man, chew some more gum, too.
Does he chew a lot of gum?
Oh, my God. Throughout the game. You see him, and he's got this dazed and confused look, and he's still chewing gum. And I'm like, what are you doing? God, it was awful to
Speaking
watch.
Speaking of, on our way out the door yesterday, we got Big League Chew. There was a bunch of Big League Chew out there.
That was great.
I don't know why it was here, but we all grabbed some, and it just took us back. We were all just talking about how it takes you back to your childhood when you used to act like you were dipping because you wanted to be a ball player, but you didn't, so you put the Big League Chew in. And I chewed some all the way home. I chewed some on the way to work this morning because I don't know why, but I always chew gum in the car. I have no idea why. I used to be a smoker, and there were certain times when I would smoke. First, get up in the morning with a cup of coffee was one of the best cigarettes of the day. Another great time to smoke was right after you eat. For some reason, the cigarette after you eat is really good. And then after sex is also when a cigarette is really good. So that was like the three big times. But I was almost smoking two packs. Actually, I was smoking two packs a day at one point before I quit. Wow. And a lot of that would be sitting in traffic driving to and from work. I would smoke a half a pack of cigarettes easily during the day just in traffic. And so I think that's what I've replaced it with. Even though that was a lot. I mean, I quit like 2004, 5, something like that. So it was a long time ago. But I still, to this day, I mean, it just gives me something to do, I guess, in traffic is chew gum. But anyways, I was looking at, so I'm doing my 2-day diet, right? And I was like, it's supposed to be all protein and very little carbs. Like I'll have an orange in the morning and that's about it. And then protein shakes and lettuce and turkey meat. And I'm chewing the gum, and then it dawned on me, oh, crap. There's probably a bunch of carbs in this gum.
There's a bunch of sugar in this. Yeah. Yeah.
So I looked at that. Name the last time you've ever looked at the
nutritional information on a pack of gum.
So I look at it because I'm like, oh, God, how much carbs is this? Well, it says it's 10 calories and 2 grams of carbs for 8 pieces,
which is like a spaghetti
strip.
Strand.
I was like, who eats 8 pieces of Big League Chew? I had a wad of Big League Chew that, you know what I mean? Like, you just grab
a
handful.
It was meant to be eaten.
And I was like, what? 8 pieces?
Clearly targeted for kids.
Definitely. Because I'm like, I've got about 40 grams of carbs in my mouth if it's 2
I'm
for 8
pieces.
I'm almost
done with both of the packs that I had.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Nick.
I will go through it.
Now, are you guys, do you swallow your gum?
I don't. I used to. I don't anymore.
I heard about, like, it sits in your stomach or whatever. I don't know if that's true.
Is that true? That's like a parental
thing. I'm pretty sure you poop it out.
You know that's going to be in your stomach for like a year?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you poop it out. I don't think that it stays in your stomach.
I heard it was like multiple years, so they really messed with my head.
I do know. I saw two things on the news. One was a girl who used to eat hair, and she had a ball of hair in her stomach that never dissolved. And that's like, she was backing up because of it. She didn't know why. And they were like, oh, well, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. And then come to find out her stupid ass is eating hair.
So,
and another one was they were eating fingernails. They were eating their fingernails. And instead of just like spitting them out like normal people, they were swallowing them. And so they had this just thing of fingernails in their stomach. How does that not hurt?
Thank God Altuve spits it out.
Yeah.
He's biting his nails every
minute. Could you imagine?
Day.
He'd be 5'7", 300 pounds if he's swallowing his fingernails.
Now, oh, God, to some I'm still degree, swallowing it, though.
I hate you.
To some degree, I think you can. I can prove the misnomer about the gum thing.
Why? Did your butthole blow a bubble?
When I was a kid, you remember Quench gum? That was fun. You, as long as you entertain yourself.
Just run
Quench
that.
Gum, remember
great
the gum
joke.
With the, like, the, where it, you bit into it and it had all the filling
yeah,
in the center?
Yeah, yeah, they had Gatorade okay. like that too, right? Yeah, remember so it was like real sour?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The Quench gum, or the, I think it was Quench gum. Excuse me, it was green.
Watch out.
It was green.
Uh-huh.
So right around Christmas time, when we got our stockings filled, we had a bunch of it. And I ate like pack after pack. And I was swallowing gum back then. Man, I freaked out so much. I thought my mom played a trick on me. I went to take a dump, and I was only like 6 years old. And
implode.
I came flying out of the bathroom going, Mom, what'd you do? My poop's green.
My butt's broken, Mom.
Did you
Mom.
Do this for Christmas? And I was screaming and yelling. I thought something was seriously wrong with me. And my mom was like, how much of that Quench gum did you eat? And it's not Quench gum. There was another one where it was like a bubble gum, soft. But in the middle was like a big
syrupy
filling. I
know exactly what
filling,
you're talking about.
I forget
about.
What they called
oh,
it.
Oh, God, I used
OD'd
to love that
on
gum.
All of that gum. And I thought my mom played a trick on me. That's why she put it in my
now,
stocking so that I would poop green.
Are you sure it wasn't the syrup and not the actual gum that was causing
it's
your
possible.
Poop to be green?
It's possible.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me it's because your butthole blew a bubble.
No, I know. That okay. entertained you on that.
I know. Yeah. That was so good. I just making sure that people heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay. I didn't realize there was that many, you know, carbs in 8 pieces of that gum, so I definitely have overdone.
Who cares? It was good.
And it was good.
See, man, I mean, that's what I was going to say. We're grown-ass men. At some point, you got to stop counting all that stuff.
No.
I mean, you can be like conscious of what you eat and stuff like that, but it gets to the point where you can't just break it down per...
Well, I think it gets to the point where you become like very conscientious about what you eat, and then you know when to treat yourself. You know what I mean? So you're just like, well, I've been healthy for so many days. Why not just...
Yeah.
Yeah,
go all out on this big league chew.
I have the one cheat day. It's actually just a cheat meal on the weekends.
What do you have usually?
Normally, it's fajitas or pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, and we, you know, I load up on the fajitas and the queso and all that.
You overdo it?
No, not overdo it. I used to, but now during the week, because as I was telling you, because of my reflux, I've eliminated dairy.
Yeah, he quit coffee.
Yeah.
So dairy and caffeine. So you're right.
Time
it took
to
about 5.5 days for that headache to go away.
Bad
but I got
time
rid
to
of
coffee.
The caffeine. Yeah, it was a really bad
You time. Know, speaking of headaches, I feel like an old ass man because I'm gonna have to get new glasses. I have had a headache every day for like 2 weeks, and I think I realized that it's my glasses. And the reason is I can no longer see up close with my glasses on. So I essentially need bifocals. So I need to. I can't see far away.
Yeah, you and Joel are pretty old.
And with my
no,
glasses,
see, I can see
you know
far
what?
Away.
Your day is coming. You just wait. You're going to be blind
Both
and
of us
bald.
Still have hair. Remember?
Yeah,
that.
You're going to be blind and bald. We're just blind.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. So like, I can't see far away, and I have to take off my glasses to look at my phone. I'm like, this is horrible. But I had LASIK done, so that doesn't work. So I still can't see far away with glasses. I can't read. So I tried last year when I got glasses, I tried the transition lenses.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I just like, you know what? I'll just take them off. And now it's becoming a problem because
transition lenses are the ones that are like sunglasses and regular glasses.
No, I'm sorry. Not transitions. What's the,
I was going to say
not transitions. What's the ones where, progressive.
I don't know what that
progressive
is.
Progressive lenses. It's where, like, in the at most of your glass, it's like a bifocal, yeah. but you don't see it. You know how on some you see the bifocal
right,
at the bottom?
Right.
It blends in from, like, far to near.
Okay.
So when you look down through your glasses, but you have to get used to it. So you have to basically point your head where you want to look at, right, on your eyes. And then I look like an a-hole because I'm like, when you look at someone, you're like, you have to like look real fast and get your eyes on them instead of just glancing over at them. You got to turn your whole head. Then you look like a robot.
Like a creep mode.
Yeah. And then I noticed like laying on the couch with them, I don't sit up straight, which would be fine if you're watching TV. I'm all laid out.
Yeah, of course.
Like a bum. And so I'm looking through the bottom of my glasses, which is the near part, which screws up TV watches. So then I got to move them down on my nose. I'm like, this sucks, man. I don't want to be old.
Suddenly you look like Bill Worrell calling a game?
Yes, exactly.
With the glasses down on the edge of your nose?
And my wife's like, well, they make some contacts that are near and far, so I may give those a shot. I don't know. I'm hating it.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No. At least I can still get an erection, so that's all I'm happy about.
See, Nick, there's other things that, you know, you're falling behind.
I'm not worried about that.
At least
you
that.
You guys should be concerned.
No, right?
No,
and we've got
good.
Some sponsors that can take care of that.
What do you mean? Just saying, I shouldn't be concerned.
What is the sponsor that we have here that takes care of that?
I don't know. Is it Man Centers?
You know the name. Come on,
is it Man Centers?
Is it Men's Tea or Man Centers?
I think Man Centers does low T stuff. Yeah. But that doesn't mean you can't get an erection if you have low T. It just means you get fat and
you're
don't have any energy.
Yeah.
Which I still need to call them. Wes gave me the info. I'm going to call them.
Okay.
I'm going to get all this handled. Damn it.
Speaking of calling, by the way, Eric Edholm's going to call in and talk to us. He's from Pro Football Weekly. We can talk to him about the quarterback situation down on Kirby and talk about the state of the NFL and where everybody stands, and could be. If you have questions you might want to pass along to Eric that we think are good, give us a shout. Better yet, give us a tweet, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. We will take the tweets and try and pass them along. And if you want to join the show, from now through 4 o'clock, HR&P listener line wide open right now. Should be congested throughout the day. 713-780-3776. You can call. You can text to that number, and we'll make sure and check those as well. Busy show today. Lots to talk about. Hope you become one of our usual suspects and join us on a regular basis. Back with a whole lot more for Nick and Barry. I'm Joel, and we're looking forward to the next 3 hours right here on 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Just getting started. Barry, Nick, and Joel right here on ESPN 97.5 as we get ready for Eric Edholm to talk a little football at 1:30. And yes, Dre, you are absolutely correct. You nailed it. Dr. Dre on 290 coming through as he normally does. It was Freshen Up Gum.
Yep.
Man, that stuff did a number on me. Woo! I thought it was just for the holidays.
Freshened up your insides, huh?
Yeah, it sure did. I'm sure if you went down there, I wasn't blowing bubbles, but I'm sure it was coming out like window green.
So I said, I've been a Packers fan since 98, and last night's game made me turn the TV off at halftime. Did you make it through the game?
I was doing other things, okay. And then Taylor didn't want to go to bed, and I was like, nah, I'll take care of it, because I really didn't want to watch, but I could hear it. And then I went back to watch the second half, and it was just more of the same, and I ended up falling asleep before they scored the last touchdown. Just like, this is just like watching paint dry. It's hard.
So there was Freshen Up Gum, and then somebody texted in Tidal Wave Gum, and I looked that up, and yes, that's also it. That's also got the squares filled with delicious
syrup. Yeah, once everybody started thinking that the Freshen Up was popular, then Tidal Wave came out. I think there was a couple other ones.
Somebody said Bubble Yum, which I don't remember them having.
Bubble Yum was great.
Juice in the middle, but
not juice in the middle, but great flavors.
Yeah. Your friendly neighbor at Beer Salesman said, I gave up trying to count calories and carbs the moment I entered the beer industry. Yeah, good call
that's a
on that.
Good call there.
I probably should have done that on radio. Joel, 3 weeks ago, you were boasting that the Packers were number one in the NFL power rankings, so let's have an updated list. We do have an updated list, and we'll get to it.
Very,
but don't be hating. Yeah. It's not his fault that Aaron Rodgers' collarbone is fragile.
Who sent that?
I don't know. It's from the 409. I have no idea.
409. 3 weeks ago, your Texans looked like they were heading for another division championship. Let's go to the power rankings and see where they're sitting right now.
With their
fannies waiting to get
kicked.
Hold on.
But I haven't looked at them yet, so I don't even know. Have you looked at them?
I have not.
Okay. Nick, have you?
I have not.
So the three of us have not looked. Who is ranked higher right now in the power rankings?
Green Bay.
Green Bay or the Texans?
I would say Green Bay.
Green Bay can complete a forward pass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just saying.
Ow.
I don't know. I wasn't in the press box last night, but I didn't hear incompletion.
See, I wasn't going to describe it like that, but yeah, I would expect.
Incomplete pass, Hundley was not
I'm
going
gonna
through
say,
the press box last night.
I'm going to say the Texans are higher because they were higher, and so they're falling, but they haven't tumbled below Green Bay because Green Bay was like 22, 23. Pretty bad.
I don't remember last week, but I'm going to say
that they're still higher because they were higher. But we'll find out when we get to that. So stay tuned for that.
Mediocrity is a savage beast, Barry, and that savage can take you trembling very quickly.
NASCAR Johnny said, Barry, go see my wife. She's an optician, and she's in the Woodlands. I might have to
she's
do that.
She's out your way.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that,
it's
NASCAR Johnny. Send me your info. Yeah. Text in your, well, I have your number. Never mind. Dumbass.
Too bad she's not an assistant at Foot Locker.
I'm like, text in your number and I'm reading the text line. You stupid ass. What is wrong with me?
Too bad his wife isn't the assistant manager at a Foot Locker.
Oh, dude, I need a shoe plug bad. I really do. I'm jonesing for these new Jordan 11s that are coming out. They're navy. And
they're
white
with patent navy.
Yeah, and I wear a lot of navy. And I always said that they should make a Jordan 11 in navy. And then I saw them and was like, oh, I got to have those. So I got to figure out how to get these things. In fact, I've already said on the 11th, which is that this weekend? Is that this Saturday?
I think so.
Yeah, it's this Saturday. I told my wife, hey, be ready because I think they drop at 8 a.m. Central. You're going to be on your laptop. I'm going to be on my laptop and we're going to be refreshing. You're going to be refreshing the Nike store. I'm going to be refreshing Foot Locker. And if we both get them, I'm buying two. Don't worry about that. That's going to happen. But I was telling you, dude, I would even pay $300. They're $220.
Yeah.
Which is getting ridiculous because they keep going up and up. But I would pay $300 for them.
I got married in the,
no problem,
in the 11 Lowe's, white with the black patent leather.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I'd pay $300. That's about it. If somebody tried to tell me $350, I probably wouldn't do it. But I because I paid way too much.
That's
for
the reason
my
why there's a market for that stuff.
Because I'd pay $300.
Like you would pay more.
It's only $80 over, and it's to make sure I got them. Which
that's easy for them.
Yeah, that's low. Trust me. They'll probably get $500-700 before
that's
Christmas.
Crazy.
Yeah, but I had one guy. I put it on Facebook. Hey, I need a shoe plug. And somebody tagged somebody that I didn't know. And this dude, you know, it was one of those shady profiles that's got like money on the carpet. You know what I'm talking about? He's like, hey, I'm your plug. And he's just got money on the carpet. And I was like, And he was like, hey, man, I heard you're looking for the Jordan 11s. $300. I could ship them to you tomorrow. I was like, man, I don't want your bootleg ass Jordans. If they ain't even out yet, there's no way that those are legit. They probably say like Air Jordan ERR. Like Air Jordan?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't want them bootleg-ass Jordans. I'd rather just pay more for the real
kind of like
ones.
Like those Astros fans with the misspelled Altuve jersey.
Altuve.
That was hilarious.
Carrera.
They probably got it from Sheila Jackson.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, now or Steve Harvey, since Correa was on Steve Harvey's show yesterday, and he said he introduced, welcome World Series champion Carlos Carrera.
Carrera, that's what I thought.
If you're Carlos Carrera, you got to come out smiling and do the bro hug and be like, Astros. Yeah, what's up, Steve? Man, this dude doesn't even know my name. That's a comfortable feeling.
Thanks, Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Just mess it up, too.
I'm telling you, man, the boys are making the rounds, though. I was telling Nick, I think Bregman's even doing, like, The View. Today, he's all over SportsCenter and doing all those shows. Correa did Steve Harvey. Last night, he did Kimmel with his fiance, Daniela.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting, like, the world tour.
That's good. I mean, they should.
Wait, come on. Then I heard Brad Peacock is doing The View.
Okay.
So everybody's getting some run.
No one knows who Brad Peacock
no.
is.
No. You know the core four. You know those guys.
Oh, you're talking about average. Like yeah, people that watch The View. Yeah, they have. They know who Altuve is, but they have no idea. Right. Who's this Brad Peacock fella?
Barry, I was watching The View, and instead of Dr. Phil as a guest, they brought on this Bregman guy, and then they wanted to bring on a peacock. Why would you bring a bird? I mean, no one knows Brad Peacock.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how View listeners sound, too. That was pretty damn good.
No doubt. But the weird thing is, like, every time Lisa's mom comes to visit every, like, month and a half to see Taylor. And then I know whenever she's in town, because the DVR is loaded with, like, The View and Wendy Williams. And then they watch it together. And I'm just like, I don't know how you guys can stomach this, but it is just so annoying.
Once they got rid of Whoopi, I was like, what?
She's still on there.
Oh, is she? Oh. I'm just trying to.
But then they surround her.
Which means you don't watch it.
Okay, when I didn't have a job.
They surround her with like a Democrat and a Republican. And then they're staunch and then they just want to go at it. It's like, who wants to watch that? You can just go on Facebook.
Before, yeah. Oh, God. Facebook right now is insufferable with the gun control idiots and the gun rights idiots. I have unfollowed 17 people in the last 24 hours because of gun control arguments on Facebook.
Usually if you see someone talking about it, in most cases they continue to talk
about it. You're not solving anything. It's not like this is a brand new subject. No one's solving anything. And Sam Damaris, local comedian, funny dude, he's on the road somewhere. I think he's overseas entertaining the troops. But he had the best line. He said, basically, if you want to talk about gun control, let's meet at a bar because the rest of you act like a-holes and idiots on Facebook, but no one acts like that in person. You can have a reasonable, rational conversation with people face to face, but you put them on the internet And they act like idiots. And he was like,
"No consequences. People aren't afraid to name call and degrade you in the process because they think that makes everybody else that's reading the post, which really they're not,
and
think that you're impressive."
And I'm unfollowing people on Twitter that do the same. I'm just like, and Trump. I'm done. Like, if you're pro Trump or anti Trump, I'm unfollowing you on Twitter. I've unfollowed almost 400 people on Twitter already. Like, I'm getting it down quick. Somebody said way back Wednesday ideas songs from the year Joel and Barry got married.
What? 2016.
Nuptials. Our nuptials. Nick can have the year of Barry's first marriage. What? Listen, why am I the one that's got all the marriages?
We could do the adoption day when we took Nick in.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Or the day that you took Trey in.
What? He is my son. Yeah,
so.
He is my son. Whoa, Joe. Don't assume everybody in 409 are Texans fans. My Cowboys are sitting a lot better than your Green Bay slackers.
Well, you're lucky. You might make the playoffs since we whooped your ass at your own stadium.
Yeah, Joe put on the helmet and whooped y'all's ass.
Yep. Lambeau Field South is a very comfortable place to play for the green and gold.
Would it be too far-fetched to think the Bears could go 7-1 and win the division?
Yes.
I just imagining the Bears going 7-1 is too far-fetched for me. But I'm going to look at their schedule. I want to see what they have left because I don't know it offhand. I don't have the Chicago Bears schedule
memorized.
Being led
by a Trubisky.
Well,
you're going to go 7-1. They still got to play Green Bay at least once. I'm sure that they probably still have to play Minnesota and Detroit at least once. 7-1, huh? Want to make that bet? I'll take that right now.
They're 3-5.
Yep.
Do you think 9-6 gets them in?
I don't think they get to 9-6, but I think 9-6 might. Because the NFC is really...
No, it wouldn't be. It'd be 9-7. Excuse me.
Wide open,
nine and, not 9-6. 9-7. You don't think that they can get to 9-7?
No.
Well, we'll have more because we have some. I want to get your guys' opinions on who you think.
Yeah, we can look at it.
Who you think is in the playoffs that won't be at the end of the year?
We'll look at it.
Yep. And we'll talk Chicago. I'll look at their schedule.
And I'm going to bring it up to Eric Edholm and say it was your idea that the Bears could go 7-1.
Oh, let's not do that.
Eric Edholm joins us next. He is always a great listen as he is on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. But more importantly, he writes for Pro Football Weekly. He'll join us. We'll talk some NFL next, and then we'll keep rolling on from there. Please feel free to join us on the HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can text, you can call, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You know how everybody felt in the locker room? We were shocked, man.
Right.
You know, we didn't hear it the days before when it happened. So, you know, when we had a meeting about it, you know, hearing this news, you know, I think some guys, you know, kind of felt bad for him being, you know, who he is, being, you know, of age that he is, you know, and some people taking that phrase into lightly,
right.
But some of us who have dealt with situations in life, you know, and heard people say that phrase, but meaning
right.
it in
the
way that we know that phrase is meant
right.
in some
right.
ways, took that differently.
That was DeAndre Hopkins on the Arian Foster podcast, and he was speaking about the Bob McNair quote and the subsequent team meeting that followed, and what the team has been dealing with. Interesting comments from D-Hop on that topic. And I didn't know that Arian had a podcast. But, you know, I believe Arian probably is going to get some good gets out of that deal because he's just got to call his ex-teammates, and they'll probably join him for some good audio. So we'll have to keep monitoring. That was good stuff and a good get by Nick. Speaking of good gets, one of Nick's buddies is going to join us again right now. We love having him on the show. Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly. You can follow him on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. That's Edholm. Eric, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Who is the flavor of the week for Colin Kaepernick this week? Because after watching last night's debacle, I was reading early social media that said Green Bay has screwed their playoff chances because they did not sign him.
Yeah, right. I know there's obviously
you know, there's been so many quarterbacks who've gotten hurt and so many backups or, you know, de facto starters who've stepped in and haven't played well. And, you know, it's easy to sit there and say, oh, Kaepernick would have made them better. Well, maybe, maybe not. We don't know. And, you know, that's the interesting thing right now, especially with Kaepernick, you know, going at loggerheads with the league and calling on sell records of NFL teams' owners. I mean, at this point, you know, in the owner's eyes, you know, they're saying, would we consider signing somebody who's coming after us right now? So, you know, maybe this ship has sailed. I don't know. Obviously, like you said, there's been plenty of bad quarterback play around the league. And, you know, you'd have to think Kaepernick would be good enough to make a team and perhaps make a team better. But, you know, at this point, you're bringing in somebody raw, unfamiliar, you know, hasn't played in a while, has a lot of talent, but how does he fit? Is it going to bring negative attention? Is it going to bring positive attention? Those are all the questions I think teams have already cycled through if they're even still considering him.
When you look at the list of free agent quarterbacks plus the list of backup quarterbacks that are now playing for quarterbacks that have been hurt, do you think it sends a message to fans of the teams that, hey, winning isn't as important as winning this battle in the court system with Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's definitely part of it. And I think some owners don't care because they feel like at some point this season, this story will go away. I mean, I can't get in the heads of all 32 ownership groups, but I'm imagining that there's some variation of that. And, you know, there's always hope down the road for somebody else. And we'll find other solutions. And he's not the only good quarterback out there, or whatever they want to say. I mean, again, I'm kind of ambivalent about the whole deal. I can understand why an owner who has probably gotten letters from fans, don't you dare sign this guy because I'll walk out, that sort of thing. I don't know. But also at the same time, weighing that balance of if our football people really think he could help us, we'd have to at least consider it, you know? And that's why I'm curious to find out more about what actually happened with the Baltimore Ravens, for instance, or with the Seattle Seahawks when they either strongly consider bringing him in or in the case of the Seahawks had him in for a visit. All I know is that there was a lot of momentum towards him signing in Seattle before that visit. Then suddenly they pivot quickly, go to Austin Davis. I haven't been able to figure that one out, but.
And I know we got a lot more to get to, Eric, but here's the thing. I was saying this to Barry the other day. What does it hurt for any of these teams to at least bring him in for a workout? We've heard that we've heard he wants to play. You know, we've heard all these different things. He won't play for less than this amount. He won't play if he's a backup, all these different things. But the bottom line is deal with that later. Bring him in and solve the puzzle and the riddle that everyone is still sitting there inquisitively wondering about, which is work him out and can he still play? He had dead arm his last year in San Francisco, but if he can still play, what does it hurt you to bring him in and give him a workout?
And wouldn't that be an interesting barometer of where, you know, what would the reaction be to that? You know, where a team brings them in and we're just working them out, we're kicking some tires. You could kind of crowdsource a little and see what the reaction would be. I'm just saying, you know, from an owner's perspective, from a management perspective, just to see what the reaction is. Are people saying, yes, thank goodness, this is a guy who can help us and we're kind of over all the anthem stuff or we see what his point was or whatever. Or is it predominantly negative? No chance, you know, picketing, rioting, whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's probably going to be somewhere in between if they did that. But, yeah, it's a great way to find out more about where Colin's at physically and also find out where the fans lie on that issue.
Eric, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the Texans this weekend, but if you even, you know, watch some highlights or whatever, but thoughts on this Texans post Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I saw it, and as hard as I wanted to avert my eyes, it obviously wasn't a pretty scene there for the most part. I mean, there was a shot there at the end, but, you know, even on that drive, you saw the limitations of the offense without Watson there. And, you know, I do appreciate the fact that Tom Savage has, you know, thrown the blame on himself and, you know, said, hey, I just didn't play well and, you know, was supportive of Watson while he was succeeding. That's all great, but you need a football player there, and you need somebody who can contribute. And, you know, you're just not seeing it right now, which obviously leads to some very interesting discussions about whether Kaepernick or somebody else could be a solution down the stretch.
Well, the other thing,
especially in this division where, you know, even with the Jaguars having a fine season, even with the Titans maybe back on track, there's still that glimmer of hope that, boy, you could maybe steal the division somehow. And if you did, it would be a miraculous story. But, yeah, it's such a drastic difference between what we saw with Watson, especially in that Seattle game, but other points as well, of course, for what we saw on Sunday.
Well, I was going to say, the other thing that everybody was talking about was the fact that Watson was not only really good at knowing the system and playing at that position, but he was also making the offensive line look better because of the fact that he was mobile. Now you lose him, and then you lose Dwayne Brown, and it just seems like everything is magnified, and it's really, it's just, it's all blown up in their face. But was the Dwayne Brown situation one where he had to go once they couldn't, when they were at a stalemate and he just decided he wasn't going to lose that year, he was going to come back in? Was that just a foregone conclusion that he wasn't going to be there long, they were just going to move him?
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because obviously what was so interesting was that the contract was the story. We know he held out, he wanted more, you know, he's 30, what, 2 years old or whatever. You know, and the Texans just said, no, we're not going to pay that. But obviously, I think the fact that Bob McNair's comments came out, at the timing of it was so fascinating because Brown had just come back, and he obviously was very vocal about the whole thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that was Brown truly speaking from his heart or if he had just sort of mentally moved on from the idea of playing in Houston and was just going to play out the string, or if he'd heard whispers about any trade rumors before that. I don't know. I mean, those are all questions that I kind of am left lingering with, but you know, did that help grease the wheels a little bit? Maybe, but you're right. I think contractually speaking, that was probably the biggest roadblock right there. They drafted Julian Davenport and, you know, had at least some other options there. But you're right. I mean, you know, Savage, look, I mean, not only was he struggling to throw the ball, but there was that element of, hey, you can't even escape the rush or get rid of the ball somewhat accurately when the rush is coming. We saw that in the first half of week one. It was no different on Sunday.
Switching gears a little bit, Eric, are the Eagles for real? Are they going to go, you know, 7-1, 8-1 again?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, expecting that kind of production in the second half of the season, I mean, that's maybe shooting a little high. They still have, you know, a tough game at Seattle. I think they play the Falcons coming up, and I think they've got two games against Dallas. So there's still obviously some roadblocks along the way, and, you know, they've had some close games and, you know, a few moments where they could have, you know, one or two plays go awry, the Giants almost beat them, that sort of thing. So, you know, wins and losses wise, it's been incredible to see what they've done. But the product and what we see with our eyes seems to match it, too. I mean, they have a great pass rush. They're, you know, you think you're going to get healthier in the secondary if Ronald Darby can come back into form. And they drafted a kid in round two and Sidney Jones, who I think can help them out as well. And Alshon Jeffrey's coming on. They just traded for Jay Ajayi. They haven't looked like they've lost Jason Peters, the left tackle, since he went down with an injury. I mean, everything right now is just flowing. And so, again, I think there will be roadblocks along the way. But, you know, they've got a game up on everybody in the NFC or more. And their schedule beyond those handful of games is not super daunting. So, you know, you can easily see a clear path to them getting that number one seed. Are they for real? Yeah, I think they are. The NFC's like, it's got a lot of contenders. I don't know that they have a lot of, you know, Super Bowl-type teams other than them, maybe a handful of others. I don't know if I'm ready to put the Rams in that discussion yet. So, yeah, they've got a path there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the parity in the league. Is that good or bad simply because of the fact that in years past when you had the dominant teams and you knew New England was going to be the overwhelming favorite in the AFC and you knew there was an overwhelming favorite in the NFC, that those teams were just bound to collide and that's what you were looking for. But this year, New England stumbles right out of the gates. Atlanta has not been what they looked like they were going to be early on. Green Bay loses Aaron Rodgers and the NFC is wide open and the Eagles are taking advantage of their schedule and doing what they need to do. On the flip side, New England isn't the team that everybody thought they were going to be early before the season even started. And the AFC looks like it's wide open because the Steelers look really bad early and look like they're putting it together.
Right. And, you know, in the Chiefs, we were having this, you know, the same question you asked me about the Eagles 3-4 weeks ago. We were saying, hey, is Kansas City for real? Are they built to last? Are they going to be this team that ends up in Minnesota for the Super Bowl? You know, now we've had to revise our expectations on them because, you know, last 3-4 games, it's been a different-looking product, especially on defense. So, yeah, I mean, I always think parity is good. You know, do we need that one or two or three dominant teams barnstorming their way through the league? I don't know. Yeah, it was cool when the Colts and the Saints that year, I think they both started out 13-0. It was a fun story to follow, but we don't have anything close to that now. Now you have, you know, a dozen teams who all feel like they're on a similar plane. So it keeps hopes alive. It keeps playoff races going, division races. I mean, you know, we could see an 8-8 division champ this year, which is, you know, bring up the whole debate about whether that's good or not. But it's going to be fascinating to see some of the combinations we have. Teams like the Rams, Jaguars, Bills, who haven't been in the playoffs in forever. I mean, maybe for TV ratings, that's not great. But for me as a football observer, I like new blood. I like intrigue. I like different storylines than the same old three or four teams that we're used to every year.
All right, Eric, before we let you go, we got a question from our listeners right before we got to the segment. Somebody wanted to know, would it be too far-fetched to think the Bears could go 7-1 and win the division?
Oh, man. I'm here in Chicago, and Chicago Bears we're talking about here? Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I had that right. Yeah, I mean, defensively, they're doing some great things. The catch Green Bay, short week, coming off a bad performance last night. But they still have the Eagles game coming up. I mean, I think they still have one more against the Vikings. It just, that doesn't seem realistic. I will say this. I think they will have a better record than 3-5 in the second half. And I think it's going to be a fascinating discussion. Does John Fox keep his job? Does Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, get consideration for head coaching job? Does he leave? You know, but asking a lot for 7-1. I don't quite see that.
Well, at least we love your honesty, and you're in Chicago, so that helps. But we're going to check in with you. We always appreciate you spending some time with us. We know you're busy. Have a great rest of your week, and we look forward to catching up down the road.
Enjoy the rest of the day, fellas. Thank you.
Eric Edholm right there, Pro Football Weekly. Great follow on Twitter, @Eric_Edholm. Check him out for information as you follow your favorite teams throughout the rest of the season. We're going to be back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
A new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel, as we continue to move through hour number one of the three-hour extravaganza, as Barry is cutting
you
rug
hear snapping,
and
you know,
snapping his
dancing.
Fingers, which could not be more annoying, unless...
There's a snap in the song. How is it annoying?
Chew food.
I'm not offbeat. I bet you...
Still annoying.
I bet you people wouldn't have even noticed if you didn't say anything. That's how on beat I was.
Well, that crack you got is keeping you up, doing a lot of good things for you.
Shut
spectacular.
Your mouth.
So in your constant effort to try and get people to help you with your never-ending list of needs, Joseph is here. He wants to talk about your desire to get the Jordan 11.
What kind of setup was that?
That's exactly right.
And your constant effort to get people to help you.
Desire.
And your ever-ending list of needs.
Your desire.
Sometimes I think you just say words.
You want it.
Just like words, 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 words.
Joseph, what you got?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, not a whole lot. I'm kind of a sneakerhead myself, and I suffer the same woes you do sometimes. But the good thing is, because everyone wants to resell shoes, it creates a market of people who just have the shoes who can't get rid of them, you know, by the end of that weekend. So then as days and weeks go on, they're just trying to sell them to get their money back and sometimes even less. There's a company in Detroit called StockX, STOCKX, and they have an app. But basically they've made a stock market of for sneakers, and now they sell designer bags and designer watches also. But you can go on there pretty much anytime from like 1 to 2 weeks before a release comes out to whenever to basically find whatever shoe you want. It's 100% authentic. They authenticate it and you get your money back, of course, if it's not. But I've used them several times to get really limited edition shoes for less than retail. I don't know if you're familiar with the Trophy Room, Michael Jordan's son's store in Orlando.
Okay, oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Well, they have exclusive kicks also that you have to pretty much go to Orlando and get in a raffle and do all that stuff. But now, I mean, like, forget that waiting outside of a store. That's just crazy. You just go on StockX, and like right now you can get them for less than $3, maybe like $2.75 or whatnot. And, you know, screw that line for Saturday.
Yeah, I'm on there right now.
Less than $3, he said?
$300.
Give me $300.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. There's a size 9.5. Somebody's willing to pay $2.75. Somebody's got a size. Yeah,
they're about, not a porn site. I checked it out.
They're about $2.90 right now, which I would be willing to pay. I'll tell you what, though. It pisses me off because now I can see you can get the 2016 Space Jams for $2.40, and I paid about double that for mine.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, thanks. I appreciate you telling me. But also, I will say this, man. This is good looking out because I'm looking. First of all, they've got the Yeezy Zebras for $5.65, which is but they do have the Air Max 1s, the Royal Blue Anniversary Edition, which I didn't get, and they're $158. And I paid $160 for my red ones. Good looking out, man. I appreciate it, Joseph. This is now you're sure these are authentic? Because I'm gonna come to your house if they're not.
Very much so. I stay by the Veterans Cemetery, so no big deal. You can bury me.
He gave me his house. He told me where he lived. Come on by. You can get shot. You can come on by. That's fine.
But the good thing is you don't have to pay that. That's what they're asking. You can shoot out $2.75, $2.60.
I like
and,
it.
And depending on how bad they need the money or whatnot, you can get it for that. Because like I said, I got my trophy room Jordans for less than retail. And, you know, I could just sell them here locally for more than what I paid just off the rip.
Dude, that's great, man. Appreciate the call.
That was an informative call.
Yeah, it really was.
See, our listeners are fantastic.
I know some people aren't sneakerheads out there, but...
Because when he said StockX.com, I was like, this might be my kind of guy right here.
You thought it was
porn,
and now Barry found out he can get his Gucci handbag at the same spot that he can get his Jordans.
What?
Because he said they now have designer handbags.
I was like, I don't want to, what?
Yeah, I thought you meant Barry is the type of guy that gets Gucci handbags. I was I don't see him in Gucci handbags.
No, you know, like Barry Warner's got a man purse.
He does. He has a merce.
A merce.
Does he wear it around like crossways?
No,
like
he doesn't.
No,
he doesn't.
Because bullet that accentuates belt? His chestal development.
Oh. His chestal development?
His boobies.
Okay. Yeah, I'm bookmarking this site, and he said they have an app too. Now, somebody was saying, in order for me to get these, that I should download the Nike app, that it's all right there in the app, and you can get a notification like 15 minutes and an hour. So I've already done that at the break. You put in your size and your credit card information, and as soon as it becomes available, just hit buy and it's done. So I guess it speeds up the process. So I'm going to try that too. And I was looking to see how many people have the Nike sneaker app. Mm-hmm. It only has 500,000 downloads. That's not that much. No. So I may have a shot here at getting them for retail.
Did they say how many, on a limited edition, how many they're releasing?
They didn't say it's a limited edition, though. It's just it's the newest release. You know how every year before Christmas they release some 11s for Christmas? This is this year's version.
Whether it's limited or not, how many are going on this release?
I didn't see how many. I mean, I've not seen anything that says that.
It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Because they also monitor how many, what you're looking at, what's in your cart, what you... That's one of the things that I've heard about Nike and other sites, that when you're a member, because I'm a member as well, but when you're looking... Like, all of a sudden, randomly, you'll get an email and go, hey, saw you looking at these the other day. They're still there. Are you still
making
up your
mind? Like, Amazon does that. American Eagle, out of nowhere, I get an email from American Eagle. Hey, you left some stuff in your cart. You want to come back and buy that? I'm like, no. You can get the hell out of my email, though. Weirdos.
Sure Jerry didn't send that to you?
No, he didn't.
All right. We got one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue to roll on. And if you want to join us, the HR&P listener line is open right now. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is. This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.